Okay, spare a thought for the beleaguered, misunderstood wasp. No kidding. They do pack a nasty sting. They buzz in my garden. They land in your fancy drink. They're a nasty acronym. But hold on. One researcher says open up your mind to the underappreciated contributions of the lowly wasp. Professor Siren Sumner is an entomologist and behavioral ecologist, and her book is Endless Forms, The Secret World of Wasps. Professor, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so let's first talk about this unfortunate first impression that wasps make. Why do we all love bees for their contributions to the ecology, but not wasps?
Well, I think you've already answered the question there, actually. Bees and wasps both sting, but we somehow tolerate the fact that bees sting so much better than we do wasp stings. And I think that's because we understand what bees do. The public really have a good understanding of the fact that bees are really important pollinators, and that a world without bees would all be very hungry, and there wouldn't be many flowers. Whereas wasps, we have not such a great understanding of what wasps do, at least not in the public domain.
So let's talk about the wasp ecological resume here. You talked about them eating, well, I read they eat spiders, they eat cockroaches, they eat flies. So help us think about what would a world be without this disposal service they provide?
Yeah, I like your terminology there, disposal service. They're kind of like the caretakers, aren't they? They sort of, you know, mop up the mess that's around you. Well, okay, so let's just have a think about what else you find irritating. What other kind of creepy crawlies do you find irritating?
It's the cockroach.
The cockroach, right? That's a really good place to start. Cockroaches are hideous, right? Yeah. Maybe you hate cockroaches as much as you might hate wasps. But imagine a world without wasps would mean that there would be fewer predators of cockroaches. So what else is going to eat cockroaches? Well, there's birds, you know, other animals will eat them. But wasps do an important role in controlling those kind of pests. And then, you know, think about your back garden or your allotment. You might grow some vegetables and some salads there. What eats those vegetables and salads? Well, caterpillars, aphids. And those are exactly the kind of insects that wasps love to eat. Mm. So a world without wasps would mean, I mean, it's been described as rather flippantly as a world without wasps would be, there would almost certainly be plagues of flies, and we might be knee deep in aphids.
Can I ask you about pollination? What kinds of flowers do wasps pollinate?
Most wasps are generalist pollinators. So they tend to visit more sort of any old flower that's available. And because they're so unfussy, scientists think that possibly wasps are really important as backup pollinators, especially in degraded habitats that aren't good enough for bee populations to be sustained.
Wow. Boy, so much more to talk about. But finally, I mean, let's face it, we're not going to undo society's anti-wasp bias. I guess that would be a conscious bias, or our fear of wasps. So how can we try to learn to live with them when these wasps fly into our drinks, our beers, our yards?
My first top tip to everyone is to just, when the wasp arrives at your picnic, no matter what time of year, just sit still and watch it and see what it does. And if it's early in the summer, it will be going for meat, like your sausage or your pork chop or your chicken sandwich. If it's later in the summer, it'll be going for something a bit more sugary, like your beer or your jam or your ice cream. And the reason for that is that early in the summer, the colonies are just starting to grow, and they need to grow really fast. And the wasps that visit you at your picnics are the worker wasps, which are the hunters. And your picnic is like it's like Christmas. It's all come at once. So early in the season, they're just looking for protein. But then later in the season, when the colony is probably at maximum capacity and most of the larvae have pupated, pupae don't need feeding. And so suddenly you've got thousands of workers which are effectively out of work. They're kind of like furloughed, and they've got no hunting to do. So they have to get sugar from somewhere else. Now, normally they'll go and visit flowers, but more recently humans have created these amazing sugar supermarkets for them, are picnics. And so that normally is what happens later on in the season. So they are simply, if you get that in your head that, okay, early season meat, late season sugar, and then when the wasp arrives at your picnic, check out what she wants and then give her a little bit of it. Give her a little, you know, give her a corner of your sausage and make it a wasp offering. Watch what she's doing and understand their life cycle and be able to live well with wasps.
Sarian Sumner is an entomologist and behavioral ecologist, and her book is Endless Forms, The Secret World of Wasps. Sarian, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.